This is Tampa Bay Today with Schreiner. Call now, 888-404-1010. That's 888-404-1010. And we are back live with Tampa Bay Today. I am Schreiner, our producer, Pat George. And in the studio with us right now, as promised, the CEO of the National Pediatric Cancer Foundation, David Frazier. Welcome to the show, David. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Schreiner. Thank you.
And I will point out that we did meet once before. I was talking before you came in here that I hosted an event at the Tampa Yacht and Country Club. It had nothing to do with the radio station. It was one of my side things that I do. And occasionally I get asked to host charitable events, and I was asked to come out and play bingo with the families that were out there, and we had a great time.
Yeah, you beat me to it. I was just going to yell out, bingo.
Right, yeah. No, yeah, you didn't win that night, did you?
No.
No, those kids were eating it up. They were having such a great time, and it was a good time to see the smiles on all those faces, especially knowing that some of the people in there have been impacted very negatively with cancer hitting their families.
You know, we say this all the time at the National Pediatric Cancer Foundation. It is all about the kids.
Right.
And this month in particular is very special.
Right, because September is National Pediatric Cancer Awareness Month. Did I say that right?
Correct.
Right. And what is the importance of having the designation of a month to draw attention to the diseases that are ravaging children?
It's so important. I mean, there's so many things that need to be done. This is a huge uphill battle that we are fighting.
Right.
And it starts with the amount of money that is being spent on research.
Right. And so let's go back, and I'm not sure even where to start because there's so much to cover. With what does the National Pediatric Cancer Foundation here in Tampa do? I know there's research and I know there's treatment. When people donate to the organization, what does that money do? How far does it go?
So much of an open-ended question.
Exactly,
so,
I know, but we've got time, though, so we can address it all.
Let's whittle it down. So the National Pediatric Cancer Foundation is headquartered here in Tampa.
Right, that's amazing.
And we raise awareness and funds to influence research across the world.
Okay.
And drive that all through here through a great partner called Moffitt Cancer Center.
Right.
Who leads and directs the science that we do, what is called a Sunshine Project. So if you're an individual and you want to support this cause to help children battling cancer, we need your awareness, we need your money. A dollar goes a long way. And if you support the MPCF, we are the highest rated charity in the country. According to Charity Navigator, we're number one. And what that means very simply is 88 cents of every dollar goes right where it's supposed to go. And we're going to talk about that science in a second.
Right, because that's one of the things people worry about when they donate. There are some charities out there where a dollar, you know, maybe given to a charity, and over half of that goes to salaries. And then another 10% goes to marketing. And by the time it actually starts going to work, it's horrible. But the National Pediatric Cancer Foundation is 4-star rated from Charity Navigator. You've received transparency awards.
From GuideStar and Better Business Bureau.
Right, Better Business Bureau ranking. You've got all, if you wanted to donate to a charity with all the accreditation and all the security, knowing that the money is going where you want it to research and treat and counsel and help save lives, this is it, the National Pediatric Cancer Foundation.
The simple part of this puzzle of battling cancer starts with that funding model.
Right.
I mean, we are very good at what we do and on purpose because we know that more science needs to be done to find the answer. So we actually partner through what is called the Sunshine Project. There's 24 hospitals across the country that we support through grants, and they actually collaborate together to produce results.
Right. See, that's the amazing thing. If you look at history, anytime you share information, that's when advances happen. You'll learn that at Disney on Spaceship Earth. You know, when they started sailing the oceans and trading, they would bring back new information. And next thing you know, somebody would come up with a brilliant idea based off the little bit they learned from someone else. When organizations and hospitals and scientists and doctors share that information, it may trigger, like, I never thought of it that way, but if we apply your idea to this idea, let's see what happens. And that's where the magic happens.
It is.
Science.
And it truly is magic. Science is the future for everything we're doing in this world. But to combat cancer, we need more of it. Only 4% of all the funding that the federal government applies to cancer research is applied to pediatric cancer research.
And not to say, I don't want to, you know, there's a lot of money being you're talking about there, but there are so many kinds of cancer, and it gets spread pretty thin. I mean, I'm sure everybody goes, hey, we're not getting enough funding. So that's where we rely on the altruism of the individual in the communities that we live in, where the money will really come from to get the most impact and be able to do the most research.
Right. So, and when you think about, you know, the significance of Pediatric Cancer Awareness Month, now's the month to think about this disease. I mean, let alone all 365 right. days of the year, but this month in particular, focus on it. And the simplest thing that you can do as a person is donate your money. A dollar goes a long way.
Right. Well, and that's the thing. And one of the things I learned about charities and the case that I learned it from had to do with food drives. Yeah, giving canned food, the stuff that you wouldn't serve your family, it's been sitting around so long. Sure, somebody will eat it, and that's a good thing. But if you give a dollar, because they have the inside track, they've been doing it, they've made the connections, they can buy more with a dollar than you can. Same thing with your organization, because you have the connections and you've been building this up. You can do more with a dollar than the average person could. That's the way I understand it.
Oh, without a doubt. And right here in the Tampa area, your listeners, there's so many things going on this month to support this cause.
Well, let's talk about a few of those. What are some of the events people can get involved in? I mean, well, and we'll give the website, which is nationalpcf.org. If you were to look up, I typed in National PE, boom, Pediatric Cancer Foundation came up. If you had to do a search, National PE, and you'll find them. That's but the good. Website is nationalpcf.org. So you can learn a lot there, where the money's going, what events are happening. But why don't you give us some that are happening here in the Tampa Bay area for our listeners to be involved with?
The first one is going to be this Saturday in Sarasota at 2 o'clock at the University Town Center at the mall.
Okay.
Is our signature event called Fashion Fund Secure. If you've never been to one of these, we're now doing these in 15 markets across the country, but it started right here in Tampa. It's the largest show we do here in Tampa will be in May, and it's actually at Buccaneers Stadium, more than 1,000 people.
Right.
But this Saturday in Sarasota at 2 o'clock, you can come out and watch kids that are battling cancer walk the runway dressed based on what they want to be when they grow up and defeat cancer. But the real cuteness of that is then we pair them with people from that profession. So maybe little Johnny wants to be a firefighter, so we'll have firefighters escort the child.
Oh,
or Susie
amazing.
Wants to be a doctor, and we'll have a doctor. Or ballerinas or Spider-Man. It's whatever they want to be. So it's really impactful and powerful. So 2 o'clock Saturday, Sarasota Mall.
If a kid ever wants to be Santa Claus, I'm in. I'm in because people know that I do that on the side. So well, if you ever need a Santa, you just reach out to me. You got one in your
we've
pocket.
We've got the perfect role model in Schreiner, yeah. No doubt about it.
Just thinking about what that's going to look like, again, the location in Sarasota, University
Town Center Mall.
Okay, what time on Saturday?
2 o'clock.
All right, so if you're in the area, you go there, you're going to see it's going to wrench your heart. So bring some money with you. Make sure you've got some cash in your pocket. Instead of getting some pretzels and an Orange Julius, if they still make those these days, drop that money in with the National Cancer Center and their event on Saturday at the University Town Center.
Another one that's going to be the end of the month, September 28th, is the Cheval Neighborhood Community Walk.
Okay.
So if you want to walk and help do some awareness and fundraising, come to Cheval Neighborhood. It's not too late to sign up. You can go to our website, nationalpcf.org, and you enroll and you get a free T-shirt and you get to do a walk/run. That event will raise more than $50,000, which will apply right to science right away.
What's the $50,000? And you said what? 88% of which
goes to.
So what's the other 12%? Is that the salaries and the marketing and things like that? Is that
it's staff operations and salaries, a little bit of marketing,
right? We try to help out whoever we can with stuff like this, being on the radio, sharing it. Then we're going to share it on social media. You're going to be on The Current with Roxanne on the entire Clusters radio group. You know, those are ways that we can get the word out. Then when people are involved with events and they share it, that's all great viral marketing. And that helps keep that budget down, which is why so much more can go to treating cancer.
And like one of your partners is our partners, Italiano Insurance.
Right.
You know, Jeff Italiano, if you need insurance in Tampa, you need to go see them.
Right.
They're fantastic, and they actually are supporting a media effort for Pediatric Cancer Awareness.
They are huge supporters of charity here in the Tampa Bay area, which I love to see. So, Italiano, thank you guys for supporting us and for supporting the Pediatric Cancer Foundation.
A couple other shout-outs is if you like to eat, go to Metro Diner because you can round up your ticket for the next 2 months, and
really?
They'll support us. If you need to buy some adult beverages, go to ABC Fine Wine and Spirits. If you need to buy boots, go to Russell's.
Wait, what is ABC doing? Because I'm on a waiting list for a bottle of bourbon over there. How do I contribute at ABC? Is it another Roundup kind of a situation?
During September, they're doing Roundups. Roundups are real simple. You as a patron go and participate in that line of business and purchase their product or service, and you round up your receipts.
Right. Say something, you know, cost you, you know, $10.27. You just round up that extra, you know, 73 cents, and there you go.
And the magic happens because the money goes right to support
effort. And you're talking volume. You know, if everybody that came in rounded up just that little bit, and you know, you're talking, you know, several businesses in the Bay Area that do hundreds of roundups a week. Next thing you know, you're getting a nice little check that's going to pay for another treatment or another round of that go into research at another hospital.
You know, the minimum cost to put a child on a trial and start the initial treatments is $15,000.
Right. And the way insurance is going these days is heartbreaking. Because I remember it used to be you had your premiums, you go in, you had to hit a certain level that would be covered before you started. It's now reversed, and you go in and you have something like this, and until you hit your family's out-of-pocket maximum, you got nothing. Families are having their savings depleted, selling cars to cover medical expenses before their insurance will even begin to kick in.
The plight of this disease is horrific.
Yeah.
You know, I always ask people, what do you know about pediatric cancer when I'm talking to large groups? And I say, raise your hand if you have somebody in your life that's been influenced by cancer, and everybody's hands go up one way or another.
Everybody's.
And then raise your hand if you have children in your life one way or another. Well, who wants to see a child battle cancer?
Right.
And so, you know, parents, they don't leave the bedside. So when you have to be at the bedside, you can't work. And if you don't work, you don't have insurance. You don't have money for food or gas or medicine. I mean, it's horrible, the impact of this disease. And for the children, you know, the treatments that they go through with the 1950s nuclear medicine of chemo and radiation, those that survive cancer, 95% of them will have lifetime impairments from physical, mental, emotional impact from those treatments. So,
because we haven't evolved enough, we haven't developed enough new treatments to change those side effects.
Which is why we need more science.
And need more science. So we're going to keep talking about that. I know you can stick around. David's already told me he can take as much time as I can give him. So we're going to do that. We're going to try to finish out the hour. We'll share some stories. I am going to try to personally break your heart so that you'll get up and go to some of these events that we're going to talk about. I love what you're doing in Sarasota on Saturday. And I know that if you saw those kids doing that and walking there, you know, the image of a child who wants to be a firefighter walking side by side with firemen and women, I mean, it's going to do a lot for your heart, and even more if you participate and donate a little. And the amount of money that they're able to funnel into research, the way they've structured their organization, number one listing on Charity Navigator, which is one of those sites we tell you to check out before you donate to somebody you haven't heard of before. So we're going to keep talking with David Frazier, the CEO of the National Pediatric Cancer Foundation, here on Tampa Bay Today on Money Talk 1010 AM.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is Tampa Bay Today with Schreiner. Call now, 888-404-1010. That's 888-404-1010. And on the show, we try to cover the topics of the day. We try to get through sometimes tough discussions. It could be politics. It could be finance, business, the economy. It could be social media. It could be legislative efforts, especially when they impact us here in Florida and especially in the Tampa Bay area. And right now what we're talking about is Pediatric Cancer Awareness Month, which is the month of September every year. So sitting with me in studio is David Frazier, who's the CEO of the National Pediatric Cancer Foundation, which is based here in the Tampa Bay area. And not only that, it is the – if we've heard us talk about Charity Navigator, which is a great website that kind of gauges and rates charities and their funding and how it's used. And the National Pediatric Cancer Foundation is ranked number one. That is an honor to be at that level, to which means 88% of the money that's raised goes exactly where you want it to. We all understand that there's a little bit of overhead. When you're running a major organization, you've got to pay a few salaries. You've got to pay for rent and keeping, you know, structures powered and the lights on, you know, literally and figuratively. And to be able to still put 88 cents of every dollar to research and treatment is just, it's an accomplishment. Congrats.
Well, thank you. And we, you know, it's not something we do alone. We have a structure that involves many volunteers, starting with our board of directors, which, you know, half of the people that serve on the National Pediatric Cancer Foundation board are from the Tampa Metro Central Florida area.
Right.
And then we have others from across the country. But many, many influential, prominent business leaders that provide their subject matter expertise to us to guide us and give that proper governance to how to run a nonprofit.
Right, because it may and give us an example of some of the expertise, because maybe people are wondering, how could I get involved? What would my expertise be? Can you give us an example of some of the areas your board members specialize in that you've been able to capitalize on?
Well, we have a lot of business leaders. Beginning with our founder, one of our co-founders is a lady by the name of Melissa Helms, longtime Floridian. Who runs a business called Stitch in Time, and but she has been she started this foundation 28 years ago because her daughter battled cancer, and she wanted to see a difference done through research. And ever since, that mission has held true. So through that type of leadership of somebody that's actually experienced it, but then applies their business acumen to it, is one example. Our current chairman of the board is a gentleman by the name of Chris Carrier, and he sells yachts for a living. So a great marketing background. We have another leader that's in the commercial real estate, another leader that's into franchise gas stations, another folks in high-end financial brokerage firms here.
Right. So it's a combination
of – it goes on and on.
Yeah. So, if you find a way to get involved, then you find a way to make your expertise work. You know,
exactly.
For example, if I was to do it, it would be probably more on the marketing side or connections of how to bring other people into the fold that might be willing to get involved and donate stuff to an event, you know, and some of the events that we've talked about that you have coming up. You got my heart with the one in Sarasota, University Town Center Mall, Saturday, 2:00. It's a fashion fundraiser, mm-hmm. and it's the kids that are battling terminal illness who are going to be dressing up in fashion for what they might want to be when they grow up. And one of the examples you gave was a firefighter. And then you'd have that child escorted by real firefighters, or a doctor. If a young girl wants to grow up and be a doctor and fight cancer that way, she'd be escorted by doctors who do that very thing. That would be amazing to see. Then you mentioned the walk at Cheval. And by the way, these are all on their website. If you go to nationalpcf.org, and click on events right there on the homepage above the fold. It's right in front of you. You'll find those events there already, so you can get involved in. There's also fishing tournaments coming up. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, right around the corner.
Because obviously Florida is a great place to fish, inland and offshore, but this is all across the country.
A lot of the themes we have, we call it the All-American theme, is what does a person do every day in their life, and how can we match that to awareness and fundraising? So, you know, fishing is just another example. Many people go fishing. So like you said, here in Florida, I mean, that's top game, fishing and golf, which we do golf tournaments, by the way, too.
Oh, yeah.
That's later in the spring.
Didn't even question that.
Right now, if you like to fish, it's not too late. You can sign up for what we call our All-American Virtual Fishing Tournament. And for $25, you can go fishing and catch either 10 different types of fish, saltwater or freshwater. So if you like to go largemouth bass fishing in your backyard pond and you catch the biggest bass, you could win.
Okay.
If you're here in Tampa and you want to go grab a trout or a redfish and you catch the biggest one, you can win. Everybody's going to win because those dollars are going to use to support research. But right now, All-American Virtual Fishing Tournament. The end of October, we have our premier fishing tournament. It's called the Grand Slam Fishing Tournament in St. Petersburg, hosted and partnered with the Steve Yared Foundation. And that's a deluxe tournament, 2 days out of the Vinoy and St. Pete. You can sign up for that. If you're a company that wants to do some great network, and there's a great opportunity. Later on in the spring in Sarasota, March 7th, we'll be doing a one-day fishing tournament. We'll be over in Galveston, Texas, later on in the spring, in the fall also. So fishing funds the cure is what
it's all
about.
And by the way, that's it has always been one of the ways I've been involved, and I've seen some of the greatest strides in fundraising, is when people feel like if you're doing something a good time for a great cause, they're having fun, they're seeing a concert, they'd buy the ticket anyway, but that money is now going to fund something. Or, hey, I'd play golf anyway for just a few extra dollars. We're going to get some cool swag and have a day on the course with my buddies, and then we get to feel good at the end of the day because, you know, we played golf and we helped cure cancer. Now, you were also telling me about beer and some events around. You can raise money with beer. Tell us how that works.
Yeah, we say we can't make this thing up, you know, but
right.
it's not a job, it's a cause. So we actually have some great partners here in Tampa, Cigar City and Brew Bus.
Mm-hmm.
A year ago, they did a fundraiser where they shaved off their beards.
Right.
That's no hint here, Shriner, but you know, one day you're gonna have to.
You might be able to do it, but you'd have to have that event on December 26th, the day after Christmas.
So. You know, two master brewers said, you know, we have a family member that's battling. We want to support pediatric cancer. So they did a little fundraiser and shaved off their beards. At the end of the event, I went up to them and I said, what else do you guys do? And
right.
They said, all we know how to do is make beer. So they put all their business acumen together and they applied all their expertise and they created what is called Rising Hope. They got the product donated, the cans donated, the distribution donated. It was on end caps and ABC, Fine Wine and Spirits,
which
you can go buy it this month, by the way. And now that Rising Hope Beer is raising funds through Brewing Fund Secure in 24 states across the country.
Wow.
Other craft brewers have signed on to make the same thing. They get everything donated and the proceeds go to support pediatric cancer research.
Fantastic. What a great way. Again, good time, great cause. People are getting something out of it. If you go buy a beer anyway, and craft beer is so popular right now, and there's so many people that are willing to try all kinds of new things, you go out and try a craft beer, you get to share it with your buddies, and at the same time, you're funding cancer research. I mean, what's not to love about that? That's a fantastic opportunity.
Fishing, fashion, brewing, walking, you name it, we're doing it. We've got some new ones we're launching later on. It's called Cooking Fund Secure. You can host a backyard barbecue and make hamburgers and hot dogs and ask your friends to donate $10 a piece to support this cause.
Yeah, and so there's a thought. Do you have like a program that people can sign up for to get a package of how to host their own backyard fundraiser with just their neighborhood friends?
We call it Program in a Box. You call us,
you
go to our website, you register, we give you everything you need to do what you need to do to raise money and awareness for this disease.
So why wouldn't you do that? If you're going to have a Sunday fun day and have your friends over to watch, you know, football, I have friends that do that every week that we get together to console them because their team loses a lot. But you could do this, and instead of, you know, everybody just bringing potluck, you can do the fundraiser in a box, and you're raising money, and you're saving kids, and you're doing the exact same thing you'd be doing anyway.
Or you can go support Cooking Fund Secure at some of our retail sponsors like Metro Diner. For the whole month of September,
right.
You can round up at the register at Metro Diner, go eat your waffles and your eggs there at Metro Diner.
The food there is so good.
And then support a cause at the same time.
Yeah, if you're eating there anyway, why not? And listen, you know, what we're talking on the roundup is every time you do a roundup option, it's less than a buck. Less than a dollar. What an easy way to fund a cure for cancer, to fund your own personal karma in life. So let me look. If I was to go to your website, do you have the box program on the website somewhere? Do you know where that is yet? Or
it's under Get Involved. Go to Resources. It's all in there. Yep, you'll find it.
Yeah, there you go. Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, corporate sponsorship. Vehicle donation. That's a good one. If you have a vehicle that's on its last leg, like I did at one point, and when I checked, I really should have done this because all I was going to get out of it was $300. I could have gotten a whole lot more donating it. You're getting it fixed up, and you know, then you guys can sell it or you sell it for scrap.
Exactly.
And then the money goes, you know, it wouldn't have hurt me at all, and it would have helped you guys a lot. You can volunteer and then other ways to donate online. Planned giving, endowment funds. There's all kinds of ways to help. And then I love that idea of the backyard barbecue and a fundraiser in a box. And what is that called again?
Cooking Funds the Cure.
Cooking Funds the Cure. So I'm going to look that one up, and I'm going to do that one this year at some point so that we can help that one. When we come back, we are going to get into some personal stories of people impacted by cancer. I have one in front of me right now that David gave me. And I didn't read it, but I flipped the page and I saw the little girl and I closed it. I'm going to read this to you not knowing where the story is going to go. The picture alone near broke my heart because of the expressiveness captured in this little girl with no hair, with a tiara, and the biggest eyes you've ever seen. And the emotion there is amazing. So we're going to share a story of Trinity coming up next. And we'll continue to talk to David Frazier, the CEO of the National Pediatric Cancer Foundation, headquartered here in the Tampa Bay area, saving lives around the world. And you are a big part of that. Well, that's coming up next here on Tampa Bay Today on Money Talk 10 a.m. on the FM dial in Pinellas County at 103.1, Hillsborough 92.1, and 99.5 HD2.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is Tampa Bay Today with Schreiner. Call now, 888-404-1010. That's 888-404-1010. And we're going to finish out the hour with David Frazier, the CEO of the National Pediatric Cancer Foundation. Again, located, headquartered right here in the Tampa Bay area. They work with hospitals around the world. We're going to talk a little bit about the research that is being done, treatments for kids that are made available. Earlier, David, you mentioned that some of these kids are, they're still going through the treatments of the 1950s. And even when they survive, they sometimes have to deal with the repercussions of those treatments for the rest of their lives. So I want to talk about some of the treatment, but first let's get into Trinity's story. This is an account written by Trinity's mother, and I'm going to read it to you as she's written it here. This is Trinity. She's currently 3 years old and has been fighting neuroblastoma cancer for over a year already. After 2 weeks of seeing doctors, visiting ERs, and trying different medications, July 28, 2018 was the start of everything for Trinity at only 2 years old. Early July, she sat down with her three daughters at the pediatrician's office for their yearly physicals. The girl's pediatrician felt an enlarged lymph node on Trinity's neck, and thinking it was an ear infection that drained, she gave a prescription for amoxicillin. 16 days, two prescriptions, two ER trips, and several trips to the pediatrician, a rush CT, what's a CT? CAT scan? And a rush biopsy later, Trinity was diagnosed with neuroblastoma cancer, Horner syndrome, and Harlequin syndrome. April 26th of 2019, this year. I knew the news wasn't good when Trinity's oncologist called early in the morning that day. In the last 8 weeks, Trinity's tumor has grown and other markers have chemo again, and surgery on a surgery consult to address the new growths. Did I miss something in there? Okay, I guess not. So, in between the two rounds of chemo, Trinity was fully sedated for a 5-hour neck surgery. Pathology showed that out of 24 lymph nodes removed, 17 came back positive for cancer. It's insane. August 22nd of this year, Trinity's Tampa team let us know that Trinity now also has a team in Orlando, Michigan, and Cincinnati. They're all neuroblastoma specialists, all working on her case. Biopsy results from tumors removed during Trinity's surgery show that there is a mutation marker present. I'm meeting with her team soon to go over things in more detail and to get a better understanding of it all. Because of this marker mutation in the pathology report, we know that Trinity must have at least 3 more rounds of chemo instead of 1, like we were all hoping. Radiation and clinical trials are also being discussed. Trinity's team said to be prepared to most likely make some flights to Michigan and or Cincinnati, as those doctors will be helping figure out Trinity's treatment plan as we go. Right now, we still have so many unanswered questions for my 3-year-old's future. Please send prayers and love our way and follow her journey on Facebook. If you want to do that, go to Facebook and then search at Trinity Tough. You can also look up the hashtag Trinity Tough and hashtag We Fight Together. Now, the picture of Trinity, the most darling little girl, it looks like she's in a makeup chair. She's getting a tiara put on, perhaps just having had her, you know, she'd lost all of her hair. Mm-hmm. The look on her eyes, I can't do it justice to describe. Her eyes are the biggest, deepest things you've ever seen. you can see the concern on her face over what she's going through. Imagine as an adult having to process cancer, as a child not having developed enough to fully understand what's happening to you, but being able to pick up on the concern of the people around you. Are you supposed to be worried for you or someone else? Before you came in here, I talked about siblings. How are her siblings adjusting to this? You know, when you have older siblings, that's one of those things that I've learned the hard way, is that they end up with trauma issues watching their younger siblings fight cancer and sometimes lose. How's Trinity doing today? This is pretty much current where we are right now. The treatment, the going to Michigan and Cincinnati, perhaps.
Yeah, she's doing better, actually. She's what we call thriving. So, doing better.
That's a hard story to read. And for Trinity's mother, thank you for sharing. We'll continue to pray. I've brought up several times on the show thoughts and prayers. People ridicule others when big events happen and people offer thoughts and prayers. There is huge value in that. Not only for the people that you let know that you're thinking of them and supporting them, but to who you are inside and how you think and how you act, how you are developing and growing. When you ridicule somebody for having positive thoughts for somebody else, where are you coming from? But that's another topic for another day.
I hear people say, you know, the three worst words you can hear is "you have cancer." Well, imagine that if your child has cancer.
Right. Yeah, that would devastate you. And I've done that. You know, when I've gone through things in my life, I've actually gone back to, well, everybody in my family's healthy and fine. I'm okay. I can survive every other setback. I'm fortunate. I look at people, like I said, I've told you when I told the story earlier, I had to interview a young boy who I knew was going to die in 3 weeks and did, in fact, die in 3 weeks.
We use this month of September to reflect on these stories, Pediatric Cancer Awareness Month.
Right.
And at the National Pediatric Cancer Foundation, we have this creed that through faster, more therapeutic, less toxic science, we can find answers to help these children. So we need your help.
Right. It's not just finding the treatments that will cure them. It's also finding treatments that will cure them without leaving them debilitated in another way.
95% of the children that go through these treatments suffer lifetime impairments, you know, mental, physically, emotionally, because of the treatments of these drugs.
Right.
I mean, when you're putting nuclear medicine into an adult, it's one thing. When you put it into a child, you know, the organs don't develop, the brain doesn't develop, the bones mm-hmm. don't develop, things don't develop, and none of that is good.
So tell us about some of the research that's being done.
The MPCF currently has 14 different initiatives going on. I'll highlight a few. The one I like to talk about the most is this common drug called metformin. It's an insulin drug.
Okay.
So we've taken that drug and combined that with other drugs to find less toxic, more therapeutic treatment, and it's working in some cases.
Fantastic.
So we've studied that in several different ways.
So is this working with all these different doctors from all these different places and they start combining ideas? This is the effect of that.
You break down the silos. When a hospital goes at it by themselves and their own scientists, they stay in a silo. If we can partner together and share information and share specimens and share right. ideas and share results, you get things done faster. That's
right.
what it's all about.
And it's so hard to do because so many people on the business end of it want to go, no, we need to be able to profit off this on the back end or we're not going to be able to fund it. And that's where guys like you come in and go, let's break down that wall. We'll fund it, and we'll get the answer and the solution sooner.
Which is leading to some other exciting adventures. The University of Florida is running what we call one of the largest brain tumor trials in the country, where they're taking a gene out of your brain and then reconfiguring that and putting that back in to fight cancer, if I can say that as simple as it is. So brain tumor study. We have actually in the development, we're supporting translational work for potentially drug number 11. There are only 10 medicines that are used to treat pediatric cancer compared to hundreds that are used to treat adult. And we're working on number 11.
Wow. You have more you need to share, don't you? Tell you what.
So much more.
Let's
go to the website.
Can you stick around one more segment? Let's make it a full hour.
You bet.
Okay, one more because I want to hear more about the research. We didn't get to an art contest that your children can get involved in. One of the cool things about it is this isn't an art contest for children that are suffering from these terminal illnesses, suffering from cancer. Maybe your child has a friend who's suffering and they can submit artwork on the, you know, in their, in with thoughts of them to support them. So we'll tell you about that how they could be end up on a national calendar, and so much more. We have David Frazier, the CEO of the National Pediatric Cancer Foundation. I knew I wasn't going to let you out of here in less than an hour. So we're going to finish a full hour with David, and we're going to try to leave you on a positive note, because so much of what we're talking about is heavy and breaks your heart, but there is good things happening around it. This is Tampa Bay Today on Money Talk 1010 AM.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Is Tampa Bay Today with Schreiner. Call now, 888-404-1010. That's 888-404-1010. And we're going to continue just a little bit longer with David Frazier, the CEO of the National Pediatric Cancer Foundation, which is headquartered right here in Tampa Bay, which I think that says a lot for the people of Tampa Bay who fund this. That would be you that's listening right now. And the fact that they are accredited with Charity Navigator as a 4-star member, you are ranked up there at the top, number one, because 88% of everything you take in actually goes to the causes people would think they donate to, treatment and research and things like that. You have gotten your overhead down so low through volunteerism and everything else that like some charities, half of everything they come in would go to office space and salaries and overhead, and you've eliminated so much in order to fund the real reason the charity exists, not to keep going, but to find a cure, to find research and treatment. And there's a few things in regards to research and treatment we want to talk about. You have in front of you a book that I'd like to address. Tell me what this giant spiral notebook is and why it's so important to a family when they find out, when they hear the words, your child has cancer.
We created what is called the Pediatric Cancer Education Toolkit. Mm-hmm. Is what happens to a family when they first hear those words, you have cancer? And think of all the questions and thoughts and actions that you're going to have to go through. And where do you go to get that information? The worst place you want to go is online on the internet, of course.
Right, yeah. We all know what a dark hole that can be when you're searching a term like cancer.
So we heard from our patients, our families, our doctors, our nurses, our philanthropists, like the Fishman Family Foundation here in Tampa, that said, hey, we've experienced this. Let's author knowledge that people need to know. So we have now created through a committee led by Carolyn Carter and a couple high school students at Plant High School, a couple college kids, and a few doctors and nurses. And this toolkit is available, and it's actually being funded by the Tyler Robinson Foundation, which is closely affiliated with the pop band Imagine Dragons.
Oh, okay.
So they are funding this tool. We have produced enough of them, thousands, that we're sending them to more than 65 hospitals across the country. We'll get a pallet. So then when that family finds out, they get this toolkit and they get this firsthand incredible information of A to Z of what you need to know to help to begin this journey of battling this disease.
Right, because as passionate as doctors and nurses are, when they give you those words, first of all, your heart's figuratively going to drop out of your chest. You're going to feel it. Then you have to start thinking, what do I need to ask? Meanwhile, the doctors and nurses have other patients they have to deal with. No matter how much time they spend with you, you're going to walk out of that appointment with more questions than you walked in with. Having a toolkit that's put together by people that have dealt with this as a patient, who deal with it every day in their profession because it's their passion, is going to give you so much. I mean, I would walk out with this in my hand, ready to read the entire thing, knowing that I'm going to at least get some direction on where to go next.
This toolkit
idea is genius.
It's the first in its kind in the country. As we go through the development of science, we also know that more systems need to be improved. The
right.
Protocols, the processes, the procedures, and this is just one of those things. So an educational toolkit is available. you can contact us for more information. And if you're looking to support something like this, we always need more dollars to make more of this product and get it out to more people
that
need it.
We're going to wrap up by going over some of those events where people can get involved and you know, have a good time for a great cause, you know, and then you're going to be contributing to help fund research, treatment, and even something as simple as a toolkit, a bound spiral notebook of information for somebody that just got the worst news of their life. I'm almost speechless at the amount of work that you guys do. Here's a question then for this book. So you're going out to 65 hospitals. They're all going to get a pallet of these. What if somebody has already gotten the word they have cancer, but they didn't get this toolkit? Is there a way for them to get a copy of it?
We're making an online digital format. This new year, so it'll be downloadable. You'll actually be able to read it off your phone in the near future.
Good. That's what I wanted to hear. And the website, again, is nationalpcf.org. I said earlier, if you start looking for National Pediatric Cancer Foundation online, you won't get any further than the words national and the two letters PE, and the National Pediatric Cancer Foundation pops up. So whoever's doing the analytics, whoever's doing the algorithms to get you guys to populate to the top, it's doing a very good job. It's working. You come up very quickly. So let's talk about some of the things people can get involved in then to have a good time for a great cause, benefit the foundation, and, you know, they get a little something for themselves out of it. So we're going to talk about events that are coming up, but you have in front of you a sheet titled Art Contest. Tell us about the calendar.
One more thing that we're doing in this month of Pediatric Cancer Awareness Month, the month of September, is through MPCF, if you are a young person, 18 years of age or younger, and you are either battling cancer or you know someone is battling cancer or you just want to help address this cause, is we're asking you to apply your talent and your emotion and express a story through art and submit your nomination to be one of 13 people that will go into the calendar. Your art will be shared and those stories told across the country because we'll have a cover winner and right. Then one winner for each month, i.e. 13.
Right.
And you receive a prize for that, you know, if you're selected out of the 1,000 that we receive. So this will be the third year we're making this calendar.
Right.
And then, of course, you know, when we produce the calendars, we're always looking for sponsors and we can disseminate that calendar. It's just a good little calendar to put on the refrigerator and Right. Remind what this is all about.
Yeah, every month you get a great new picture with a kid and a story of someone that they're either going through a terrible moment in their lives or somebody supporting a friend who is. And it reminds you of, you know, it helps give you balance, priorities, things like that. I would love to have that, you know, sit in. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you right now, I'll buy the 2020 calendar and I'll have it sitting up at my desk so that I can flip through it. And if your child wants to be involved in this, they can go and find out more at nationalpcf.org, correct?
Perfect.
All right. So what are the other events we covered today that you can get involved with? Saturday's event, which the image in the mental image that came to mind when you described that at University Town Center Mall in Sarasota, 2:00 on Saturday. Describe again what is happening there. Tell us about the fashion show.
The Dream Walks. You know, children battling cancer will rock the runway dressed based on what they want to be when they grow up and defeat cancer.
Right. So if it's a firefighter, they'll dress up as a firefighter and be escorted by firefighters. If it's a little girl that wants to be a doctor and fight cancer that way, she'll be escorted by a doctor who does that very thing, and they'll be dressed similarly.
Exactly.
What are some of the other things you've had people dress up, kids dress up as in the past? And who have you got anybody famous involved in a walk?
I think we had a wrestler at the Tampa show here
this
last year.
Kid wanted to be a wrestler?
And we've had a great hockey player, you know, especially one right here from Tampa. I think LeCavier might have been the last name. And we get baseball players and different celebrities. So,
Right. You
know, if you're that child, we surprise them with who their role model might be.
So the kids don't know?
They might not know until the very time when they walk out on the runway.
That's fantastic. And of course, you know, as a parent or any parent watching this, knowing that these kids are fighting this disease, you're going to be at once both heartbroken for what they're going through and encouraged at the brave face that these kids are putting on. And by the way, when kids do this, and do you have an idea how many kids will be there this weekend?
About a dozen.
About a dozen will be doing the walk. To be out there and to do that and to have that moment where they can pretend to be what they want to be when they grow up and be surrounded by people that are doing that very thing to give them hope. By the way, we all know how much your internal fortitude, how much your attitude, how much your outlook will your emotional and mental outlook plays on your physical well-being and your body able to fight. I don't think they'll ever find the science to equate the two, but I believe in that wholeheartedly.
We've created something that addresses something very horrific, but yet people can walk away with a lot of joy.
Right, exactly. And you can walk away, you'll be able to donate to at the event, and you can walk away knowing that you're helping those kids, literally helping those children fight cancer.
And speaking of walking, you can keep on walking after the fashion show and come out for our Cheval Walk on September 28th.
Okay, at the end of the month out at Cheval, and the information for that is up online. If you go to nationalpcf.org, click on the big word events right there on the homepage. It'll take you to the events that they have. The Cheval Walk is there. And it's it can be a walk. It can be you have a 5K run involved.
There
as
is,
part of it.
Yeah.
So you can run if that's your thing. We all know how people like to get out with others and do these and have that moment. Meanwhile, every step you take is helping to fight cancer. You know, there's I'm assuming there's an entry fee to be involved. And that's how fundraising
nominal.
Is done.
Very
right,
nominal.
Exactly. And that's the thing. It's volume. If you, the more people you have, the less each person has to contribute. If everybody gave a dollar, we'd be able to fund cancer research until it's cured.
And that, you know, and on that topic, I mean, this is a serious thing that we need to combat. And the only way we're going to remedy it is through the proper funding to address the research that will find the answers.
Yeah. We all want to see the day come when the words "your child has cancer" is followed with "here's how we're going to beat it." You know, and to know, I mean, even if you look at when you're talking about leukemia and some of these other diseases that are out there, you know, the advances that are made and the survival rate has flipped so greatly over the last several decades. Mm-hmm. And that's the continuing dream in fighting cancer, the cancer research and treatment and the programs that you guys offer. David, thank you so much for coming in.
We're glad to be here.
I really appreciate it.
To all your listeners, Pediatric Cancer Month is September. Go to nationalpcf.org to learn more.
Right, and that's why we had David in today. You are the CEO, David Frazier, CEO of the National Pediatric Cancer Foundation, based right here in our backyard, Tampa, Florida. And the great work that is being done, the lives that are being saved, the research that will save more. Thank you for all that you do, for dedicating your life to this.
Thanks to all of you.
All right. And please thank everybody for us back at the National Pediatric Cancer Foundation here in Tampa. Know that we're going to be involved. We'll help support not just this month, but all year long. But this is, as you said, National Pediatric Cancer Awareness Month. So you will be hearing things from time to time. Some of the stories will be tough, but there is light, there is hope, and that is you. You are that hope. So go to nationalpcf.org for more information and get involved. Take a walk. Take in a fashion show of little children. Go fishing with your children, and you'll be helping out while you do it. This is Tampa Bay Today. I am Schreiner, and you're listening to Money Talk 1010 AM.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.